Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Microfiqh. Today we're going to be learning about how to do wudu. Wudu is very easy. You can divide wudu into two simple steps, the two washes and the two wipes. This is according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Holy Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين. O you who have faith, when you stand up for prayer, wash your faces and your hands up to the elbows and wipe a part of your heads and your feet up to the ankles. Simple. Now here is how it's done. Step number one, the two washes. So the two washes are the washes of your face and your arms. Your face needs to start from the hairline right down to the bottom of the chin. That's the length. And then with regards to the width, it needs to go from the tip of your middle finger right through to the tip of the thumb. And you should be washing from top to bottom. And when you're washing your face, make sure that under the nose, around the eyes, are all areas that do get wet. And to be sure you've covered all of the obligatory areas, make sure you go just a little bit on either side of the edges of the face and below the chin to make sure you've covered every area. Now for the brothers, if you have some facial hair and you can see the skin, you need to be sure that the water reaches the skin. And if you have a lot of facial hair, you don't need to worry so much about that. Just make sure that your beard gets wet. You might have questions like, what if I'm bald? What if my hands are too big or too small? Well, then you would go back to what the normal standard size hand is and where the normal hairline would have been. With all these questions, you can go back and ask your marja. The second part of the washes are to wash your arms. You start off with the right and then you move on to the left arm. With each arm, you would start from above the elbow right through to the tips of your fingers. And be sure that you cover all your areas. With the washes of your face and your arms, you must at least do it once. It's jais to wash twice, but it's not allowed, it's haram, to wash three times. So what's a wash? You can wash your face as many times as you like before you start ablution. But when you make the intention of ablution and you put the water on your face and you cover all the obligatory parts, that's called one wash. Same with your hands. You can wet your hands as often as you like, but when you start with the intention of wudu, that's one wash. Step two. Now that you've completed the two washes, we come to the two wipes. The wipes of your head and your feet. When you're wiping your head and feet, you need to use the water that's already on your hands. You shouldn't take a fresh batch of water. Now the first wipe is the wipe of your head. And it should be done on the frontal part of the head, the frontal quarter of the head. It needs to be at least one finger wide, but it should be three fingers wide. And enough for the hand to move across to the top of the forehead. What if you have long hair? If you have long hair, you should ensure that the water reaches the roots of the hair. So for the sisters who have long hair, you should part the hair so that you can make sure that the water reaches the scalp. Now it's very simple, so don't go all the way to the back of the head and don't go so far as to go beyond the hairline. Now for the second wipe, the wiping of your feet. And just like the wiping of the forehead, you would use the same water that's already on your hands. And it would be better to put your entire hand onto your foot, starting from the top of the toe and then wiping all the way up to the ankle. Use your right hand for the right foot and the left hand for the left. Now, you can't wipe on your socks or your shoes. It needs to be on the skin unless there's an imminent danger, like someone's out to kill you. But please check with your marja. And here are some additional points you should be aware of. This was Micro Fiqh, giving you a little dose of fiqh wherever you are.